We greet you in the name of the Lord, so thankful for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin Eckrich speaking, and we trust that you'll stay with us. We're trusting the Lord will use our broadcast to be a blessing to you. For the opening of this broadcast service, with the choir singing for us, I've Been Changed. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing this service with this precious people today. We're trusting that wherever our program is reaching, the Holy Spirit will accompany it, deal with hearts according to their needs, and minister to our flock. This we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Once so aimlessly I wandered round the tangled paths of sin. All about me seemed so hopeless, doubts and fears without within. Then a voice so kind and gentle spoke sweet peace unto my soul. Gone my days of sin and wandering, since the Savior made me whole. I have never lost the wonder of it all. I have never lost the wonder of it all. Since the day that Jesus saved me, and a brand new life he gave me, I have never lost the wonder of it all. Now my life is full of gladness, all my days are filled with joy. I no longer walk in sadness, happy songs my lips employ. For I found the wondrous secret only those in Christ may know. 'Tis the peace of sins forgiven, joy that makes the glad heart glow. I have never lost the wonder of it all. I have never lost the wonder of it all. Since the day that Jesus saved me and a whole new life He gave me, I have never lost the wonder of it all. I am living in His favor since the Savior saved my soul. No more searching for life's pleasures since I gave Him full control. When my earthly life has ended and I'm laid beneath the sod, I'll see the wonder of all wonders, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I have never lost the wonder of it all. I have never lost the wonder of it all. Since the day that Jesus saved me and a whole new life He gave me, I have never lost the wonder of it all.
Our subject for today's broadcast, the difference between the holy and profane. And our text of scripture is taken out of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 44 and verse 23. And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. The ministers of the gospel are to teach the people the difference between the holy and profane, so that they can discern between the unclean and the clean, what is true and what is error. And this is indeed a great responsibility. I don't know of anybody in the world that has any greater responsibility than God's ministers who are watchmen on the walls of Zion and have the responsibility of doing what I have just read as our text, Ezekiel 44 and 23. Otherwise, in or other places in the book of Ezekiel, we're told that if the watchman sees the sword coming upon the land and does not blow the trumpet, the people will be carried away in their sins, but I will require their blood at the watchman's hands. But if the watchman, when he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, and the people will not give heed, they will be taken away in their sins, but I will require their blood at their own hands. So it is indeed a grave responsibility that God's called ministers have to tell the people, to show the people the difference between the holy and profane. And in doing this, some people may consider that we are critical or that we're judgmental. But whenever we do what God would have us to do, then we will have God's approval upon what we do, whether man approves of it or not. Now, what is profane? Well, showing disregard or contempt for sacred things, irreverent, not concerned with religious, but rather secular. make common the things that are to be held as sacred and holy. We read in the Scriptures, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind. And you need to understand what that particular expression really means and what it is talking about. For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men-stealers, for liars, for purged persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. So we read in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Also in Timothy, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing having erred concerning the faith. And that's 1 Timothy 6:20 and 21. And again from Timothy, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 16. Why was Esau called profane? You remember that Isaac had two sons. They were twins, Jacob and Esau. And Jacob was kind of a home dweller and took care of those kind of things. And Esau was a hunter. And Esau was a favorite of his father because his father loved that meat that Esau prepared. And Esau came home one evening, and there Jacob was fixing pottage. And Esau was hungry. I'm not so sure that he was as hungry as he professed to be, because he implied that he was just about to die if he didn't get something to eat. And so Jacob worked out a bargain with him. He would give him something to eat if Esau would turn over his birthright. Esau was the firstborn of the twins, and of course then he had the birthright and all that went with that. And so Jacob said, well, I'll give you something to eat if you will give me your birthright. And so Esau said, well, if I die, it's not going to be worth anything to me anyway. And so he sold his birthright. But the Bible says, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Now, remember what the word profane means in part, that disregarding or contempt for those things which are sacred. Esau was a profane person because he did not regard spiritual things. His birthright meant very little or nothing to him. Later on, he repented and tried to get his birthright back, but he was unable to do so. Now, there's a lot of things that can be said about the profane, the irreligious, those who do not regard spiritual things. We've got a lot of people in the world today, and even in our nation, who could be called profane because they have little or no regard for God or for God's people or for holy things. But, beloved, they are still profane, but they will be judged at the judgment bar of God, not because of what they believe or think, but by the word of God. Yes, the book shall be opened, and every man shall be judged according to the things that are written therein. Now let us consider the other part of the holy. the God called minister is to preach so that the people will be able to discern the difference between holy and profane. So let's look at that which is holy. Now, God is holy. Of course, God is holy. There's nothing evil about God. There's nothing bad about God. God is pure. God is holy. And He will always be. He has always been and always will be. And not only is God holy, but God's way is also holy. His Word is holy, and the Holy Spirit is holy, and the Son of God is also holy. And I might add to that, His people are also holy. Holy means dedicated to religious use, consecrated to sacred, spiritual, pure, sinless. Yes, holiness and the word sanctification have the same root meaning. Dedicated, set aside, a separate people, a holy people for God's use. A vessel sanctified and meet for the Master's use. Now let us look at some scriptures in regard to unclean and clean. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. Isaiah 35 and 8. And I consider Isaiah 35 to be one of the most beautiful scriptures that you'll find in the book of Isaiah. And Isaiah said there will be a way, there a highway, and it shall be called the way of holiness. And notice what he also says, the unclean shall not pass over it. In other words, those who are living in sin, for sin is unclean, and it will cost you your soul in eternity if you die in your sins. So holiness is being like God, living like God. Now I know we're not God, and I'm not trying to imply such a thing, but the scriptures does tell us, be ye holy, for I am holy. And so Isaiah said, the unclean shall not pass over that highway of holiness. They're not on it, but it shall be for those wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. The redeemed shall walk there. And we read also in Isaiah 52 and 1, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. And we're talking here about Zion, the church, God's city, and we speak now for the moment about Jerusalem, was a type of God's church in the New Testament. And Zion was also a type of the New Testament church. And here we read in Isaiah 52:1, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garment, the garment of holiness, the garment of righteousness, the white garment that we read about in the book of Revelation. O Jerusalem, the holy city. Yes, God's people, God's church is holiness. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised, and that's talking about the uncircumcised in heart. Not a literal uncircumcised person. And the unclean, they shall not enter that holy city. You must be redeemed. You must be born again to enter into that holy city. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. No man shall see the Lord in peace. For we all shall stand before the Lord in judgment, and give an account of our lives lived here on earth. So when he says, follow peace with all men and holiness, which no man shall see the Lord, he's talking about seeing the Lord in peace. And we read in Romans chapter 6 and verse 19 and also 22, as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. But now being made free from sin and become servants of God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. And whenever Paul mentions here about the verses or the members of our body, he is talking about this physical body. And we read also in 1 Corinthians where Paul said, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and you are not your own? And if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. At this point in our message, I'd like to read a song from our hymn book entitled, Sin Can Never Enter There. Heaven is a holy place, filled with glory and with grace. Sin can never enter there. All within its gates are pure, from defilement kept secure. Sin can never enter there. Sin can never enter there. Sin can never enter there. So if at the judgment bar sinful spots your soul shall mar, you can never enter there. If you hope to dwell at last, when your life on earth is past, in that home so bright and fair, you must here be cleansed from sin, have the life of Christ within. Sin can never enter there. You may live in sin below, heaven's grace refuse to know, but you cannot enter there. It will stop you at the door, bar you out forevermore. Sin can never enter there. If you cling to sin till death, when you draw your last breath or latest breath, you will sink in deep despair to the regions of the lost, thus to prove at awful cost, sin can never enter there. Sin can never enter there. Sin can never enter there. So if at the judgment bar sinful spots your soul shall mar, you can never enter there. And that is more than just a song. That song is backed up by the teachings of the Word of God. Jesus, in one of his parables, spoke about two ways. He spoke of one being broad, and where it led was to destruction. Yes, the broad road led to destruction. And he said, many there be that go in thereat. But he said of the other way, that it is narrow and straight. And he said, few there be that enter in there. That narrow way is the way that leads to life eternal. The broad road is the one that leads where sin leads you. Now, beloved, we have endeavored to bring you Holy Scriptures today so that you might have an understanding of what the Word of God has to say about the difference between the holy and the profane. If you want to have eternal life, you must depart a life of sin, surrender your heart and life to God, let Christ come into your heart, cleanse you from your sins, and give you a holy life. Yes, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. The prophet said that God would take out the heart of stone, and he would give us a heart of flesh, and he would renew a right spirit within us, and he would cause us to walk in his way. His way is holy. That highway is a highway of holiness, and the unclean shall not pass over it, because it is for the redeemed. Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with our precious congregation today. If there be any unsaved listening to this service, we pray that the Holy Spirit will deal with them, convict them, and draw them, for we would be delighted to know that some heart has surrendered themselves to you and has been saved. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And we would be thankful if you would take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. Our mailing address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. We also have an archive of our broadcast, and you can listen to some that you may have missed, or maybe you would like to hear one over again. We also have an archive of our church services there on our webpage. And on Sunday and Wednesday, you can join us in our services. Our webpage address again is www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service at 6, and our Wednesday evening service begins at 7. So we invite you to go to our webpage and read our magazine and listen to the broadcast and join us in our services. Now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in the station next week when, again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Precious within my strength.